David Eichmann is the managing director of the World Economic Forum.
I think the initiatives like mass entrepreneurship and innovation and these kind of national strategies are really encouraging a whole new generation of entrepreneurs, not only to create great companies for China and for the Chinese market, but to also have the global aspirations.
On paper, the innovation and entrepreneurship seems an obvious goal. However, implementing policies to promote the concepts is a different story. One of the main challenges is the protection of intellectual property rights. Tom Mason runs the Oak Ridge National Laboratory in the United States, which is one of the leading research facilities for nuclear technology in the U.S. He says the creation of stronger IPR protection under the law is critical for China.
That's absolutely the case, because people will not invest unless there's a way to protect that intellectual property. And I think as China's economy evolves, that's going to become more and more important, because as you move from just manufacturing for global markets to developing ideas and then implementing them, you need that protection in order to generate the financing to make it work.
Mason also says successful entrepreneurship requires more than just passion and good ideas.
They need to have access to capital, and they also need to have access to expertise across a broad range, not just the technology, but legal aspects, human resources, financial. And so in the areas of the world that are very successful at cultivating new ideas, you see this combination of great science and technology, but also that supporting ecosystem of people with a broad range of skills, access to capital.
Creating a knowledge base is also being cited as one of the keys to creating a strong entrepreneurial base in China. Jiang Peng is the founder and CEO of Geekpark, a Beijing-based web startup which provides news and information about the technology sector. He suggests would-be entrepreneurs in China need to know what they are getting themselves into.
年轻人其实我觉得首先最好的方式应该是参与到一个优秀的公司里面去。
For potential startups, they should first accumulate work experience in big companies, which is better than starting from scratch, and it's better for them to create ideas with long-term value rather than following short-term hot trends.
For CRI, I'm Huang Shan reporting from the Summer Davos in Dalian.